Former Ohio GOP candidate faces kidnapping trial, new domestic violence case. This article is by Jen Ziegler for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Daniel Jeremiah Kalmbach is awaiting trial on a kidnapping charge that could send him to prison for the rest of his life. He is free while he waits on a $5,000 bond posted in February, set on two lesser charges that prosecutors abandoned 2 months later. On Tuesday, a Miami-Dade County judge granted the former Republican candidate for the Ohio House of Representatives something else: permission to move the house arrest he is serving in a second domestic violence case filed against him last month. The order came a week after his kidnapping trial was postponed for the second time this summer, a bond set on charges that no longer exist. Kalmbach was arrested in Miami on February 23rd on two third-degree felonies, and a judge set bond at $1,000 on one count and $4,000 on the other. He posted both on Thursday, February 26th, and has been at liberty since. In April, prosecutors threw those charges out and filed harsher ones. The two original counts are now marked, quote, "no action," end quote, in the court's charge tracker. In their place, kidnapping with a weapon and aggravated battery with great bodily harm and a deadly weapon. Because prosecutors allege a weapon was used, the kidnapping count was reclassified into Florida's most serious category of non-capital offense, punishable by up to life in prison. The felony docket reflects no change to Kalmbach's bond since February 26, not after the new charges were filed, not at his April 27 arraignment, not after he was arrested again on July 14. Seven entry numbers are missing from the public docket in that case, and bond can be taken up orally in open court without generating an entry, so the record is not necessarily complete. But nothing in the file the public can see shows the amount was ever revisited. His bond in the July misdemeanor case is $15,000. That is three times what he posted in the case that could put him away for life. What the court did Tuesday. Kalmbach's attorneys filed the motion on Tuesday, August 4th. A notice of hearing filed the next day by attorney Mark A.J. Shapiro identifies it as a motion to change the location of his pretrial house arrest to his permanent residential address, and shows it was served on Assistant State Attorney Olivia Callejo. County Judge Alicia Garcia Priovalos heard it at 9:30 a.m. Tuesday at the Lawson East Thomas Courthouse Center and granted it, entering an order changing the address. That order is not available in the online case file, and the docket does not say where Kalmbach will now be confined. The entry recording the ruling is labeled as a motion for modification of bail or bond, but nothing in the file indicates the amount changed. 2 days before the motion was filed, on Thursday, August 6th, the circuit court reset his felony trial from Monday, September 14th to Tuesday, September 22nd. That docket entry does not indicate which party sought the delay. An earlier postponement, on July 9th, moved the trial off its original July 20th date by stipulation of both sides. A report hearing in the felony case is set for Thursday, September 3rd, and arraignment in the misdemeanor case for Wednesday, September 16th. The July arrest. Miami Beach police arrested Kalmbach, 31, at 10:33 p.m. Tuesday, July 14th, at a hotel on Collins Avenue, 5 days after the first trial postponement. He faces two first-degree misdemeanors: battery involving domestic violence and violation of a domestic violence injunction. A records check showed he was subject to a non-expiring protective order obtained by the alleged victim, according to the arrest affidavit. He pleaded not guilty and demanded a jury trial on Friday, July 17th, through attorneys Howard Srebnick and Shapiro, who also represent him in the felony case. He was booked at 3:35 a.m. Wednesday, July 15th, and released Sunday, July 19th, into the county's pretrial services / monitored release program at the most restrictive monitoring level the program offers. Kalmbach denied that anything happened. According to the sworn affidavit, he told the responding officer that he and his girlfriend had been sleeping, and that no argument or physical contact had occurred. The officer wrote that he saw no visible injuries on Kalmbach. The alleged victim, contacted separately inside the hotel room, also told officers that no threats or harm had been made, the affidavit states. She declined treatment from fire rescue and declined to have crime scene photographs taken. The officer identified Kalmbach as the primary aggressor anyway. Officers were dispatched after the alleged victim's sister called the hotel front desk to report a domestic dispute. Inside the room, the officer wrote, he observed redness on the left side of her face and on her left forearm that appeared recent, a broken cup on a dresser, and items scattered across the floor and into the bathroom. Two hotel employees reported hearing her screaming and crying. a state lethality assessment, was completed. Seven officers at the scene were equipped with body-worn cameras. What the February case alleges. Kalmbach was first arrested in Miami on February 23rd on charges of false imprisonment and battery by strangulation. In April, prosecutors replaced those counts with the charges he now faces. The charging document alleges he confined the alleged victim between February 21st and February 23rd using scissors and a knife, and that he cut her hair and cut her with a knife, causing what the document describes as great bodily harm or permanent disfigurement. The case is assigned to Circuit Judge Carmen R. Cabarga, with Assistant State Attorney Janine Zamora as trial prosecutor. The state filed an amended discovery exhibit on July 8th, listing six essential witnesses and disclosing that police reports, body-worn camera footage, crime scene photographs, a domestic violence assessment, and 911 dispatch records had been turned over to the defense. Ohio political connections. Kalmbach lost the 2024 Republican primary in Ohio House District 69 to incumbent state representative Kevin Miller. His campaign was endorsed by United States Representative Jim Jordan and United States Representative Bob Leda, and backed by Americans for Prosperity and the Center for Christian Virtue. State Representative Gary Click, a Vicary Republican, donated $1,000 to Kalmbach's campaign on February 20, 2024, according to pre-primary campaign finance reports filed with the Ohio Secretary of State. The money ran in both directions. Kalmbach Feeds donated $250 to Click's committee in 2021. Paul Kalmbach Sr. donated $250 in September 2024, and Daniel Kalmbach donated $350 to Click in May 2025. Kalmbach is the son of Paul Kalmbach Sr., chief executive of Kalmbach Feeds in Upper Sandusky, and a longtime Republican donor. Kalmbach has not been convicted of any offense in either case. He is presumed innocent,